Lesson 51. Succeed, fail, examination, exam, take an examination, gerund. Generally, after the verb succeed, we use the word in and the gerund. For example, we say succeed in going, succeed in taking, succeed in opening, etc. Did you fail to answer the last question?
No, I didn't fail to answer the last question, but I succeeded in answering the last question.
If you try hard, do you think you'll succeed in learning English well?
Yes, if I try hard, I think I'll succeed in learning English well.
If you fail an examination, do you always take it again?
Yes, if I fail an examination, I always take it again. Or, no, if I fail an examination, I don't always take it again.
Do people generally succeed in getting what they want if they try hard enough?
Yes, people generally succeed in getting what they want if they try hard enough.
Have to equals must, therefore. The word must can only be used in the present tense. It has no past or future, etc. For the past and future, we use the verb to have to, which has the same meaning as must. Therefore, the past of must is had to, and the future is shall have to. What's the past of must?
Must has no past. Therefore, we must use had to.
What's the future of must?
Must has no future, so we must use shall have to.
What's the infinitive of must?
The infinitive of must is to have to.
Do you have to eat if you want to live?
Yes, I have to eat if I want to live.
Did you have to get up early yesterday morning?
Yes, I had to get up early yesterday morning. Or, no, I didn't have to get up early yesterday morning.
Will you have to wait if you arrive too early for the next lesson?
Yes, I'll have to wait if I arrive too early for the next lesson.
Worker, beginner, sleeper, writer, speaker. To form a noun from a verb, we sometimes add the letters er to the noun. For example, a person who works we call a worker. A person who writes we call a writer, etc. How do we sometimes form a noun from a verb?
We sometimes form a noun from a verb by adding the letters er to the verb.
Give me some examples, please.
Eater, walker, speaker.
Are you a hard worker?
No, I'm not a hard worker, but I work very little. Or, yes, I am a hard worker.
Are you a complete beginner in English?
No, I'm not a complete beginner in English, but I began some weeks ago.
Are you a heavy sleeper?
No, I'm not a heavy sleeper, but I'm a light sleeper. Or, yes, I'm a heavy or deep sleeper.
Who's your favourite writer?
My favourite writer is Moravia.
Hope. Do you hope you'll live a long time?
Yes, I hope I'll live a long time. Or, no, I don't hope I'll live a long time.
Do you think life without hope is worth living?
Yes, I think life without hope is worth living. Or, no, I don't think life without hope is worth living.
Believe. Planet. Do you believe everything people tell you?
No, I don't believe everything people tell me, but some things I believe and some things I disbelieve.
Do you believe there are people living on the other planets?
Yes, I believe there are people living on the other planets. Or, no, I don't believe there are people living on the other planets.
Do you believe it'll be possible in the future for a man to live until he is 200 years old?
Yes, I believe it'll be possible in the future for a man to live until he is 200 years old. Or, no, I don't believe it'll be possible in the future for a man to live until he is 200 years old.
Smile. Do people smile when they are unhappy?
Some people smile when they are unhappy, but most people don't.
Tax. Must you pay a tax to the government if you buy a foreign car?
Yes, I must pay a tax to the government if I buy a foreign car. Or, no, I don't have to pay a tax to the government if I buy a foreign car.
Dog. What kind of dog do you like?
I like all kinds of dogs.
Destroy. Do you ever destroy letters you receive from your friends?
Yes, I sometimes destroy letters I receive from my friends.
Guilty. Do you always feel guilty when you do something wrong?
No, I don't always feel guilty when I do something wrong.